Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Of course, we are following very closely what's happening with, well, we have been following until now very closely what's happening with the municipal elections. But then it went very quiet. As we imagine, there's a lot going on behind the scenes with political parties scrambling to form coalitions and to see, determine who will run our cities. Are we running out of time? Sanusha Naidoo, good morning. How are you?
I'm well. Good morning. How are you?
Excellent. Thank you. Are we running out of time? How much time is there left?
Well, technically, they have until next Tuesday to form a coalition government in those hung municipalities. I think if they don't form a coalition or establish one, then the NEC for COPTA in the province, wherever the in the municipality where the Hung municipality is located, will step in, I think, then they'll take it under administration. And I think thereafter, if I understand the municipal act, then after 90 days, a rerun will happen. So it's quite an important thing that a governing council, a coalition is established, a majority, so that you don't end up going through these technical processes again. And then the other challenge, I think, is if you're going to have a rerun, does it change the status quo of the Hung municipality?
Right, and which it might well, because all of a sudden then people who didn't vote will come out to vote, I imagine, in stronger numbers, which could shift things again.
I'm not 100% clear that people will do that. If anything, this election or this vote of turnout is an indication that the electorate is not, you know, is not apathetic. They're just frustrated. They just don't believe
that
voting
is true.
Makes a difference.
Yes.
So even if the ANC has said previously banking on a rerun, doesn't mean that your performance is going to improve or you're going to get a majority to be able to run a municipality, particularly those Hung municipalities. If anything, you got to be careful. Be prepared to even do worse than you did before. So I think the problem here is that these Hung municipalities are caught within the dynamics of what political parties are sticking to in a very rigid way about, I will negotiate with you, I will negotiate with you. You look at the Action SA EFF breakdown of talks. You look at the ANC and the EFF, and they are having a serious dilemma there. So it's becoming more about, you know, the principles that these parties think that they have to come into the table with. And, of course, they're not willing to go forward or whatever. And it's just a breakdown of governance. And, of course, the more you continue in this way, the electorate becomes more kind of discerning to say, well, we kind of gave the mandate to split the vote, to fragment the vote, to say that we don't want a single dominant actor to govern. But they can't even find that to come to some kind of consensus. So it doesn't bode well going forward.
Do we have any indication as to how these coalition talks are going?
Well, we do know that the one coalition has just been established in the Cedarburg region with the Cedarburg First Residents Association. The Activist Movement entered into negotiations with the DA and the 3Income Plus. They've established the coalition in Cedarburg. And, of course, they had their first sitting, I think, over the weekend. Or just, I think it was Friday, I stand corrected. But of course, that was the first sitting was marred by the ANC and the ANC councillors undermining the process and so forth. So I think that's the one indication of what's going to happen where you have these coalitions forming. In other municipalities, I think the problem is, or the challenge is, that you don't have the full kind of 45% where you can go at it alone and say, I can go with the smaller parties. So the coalitions are becoming very fragile in nature, because they also mean that if you are the DA or the ANC and you've got 40% of the vote, now you're seeing that the EFF and the you won't go into a negotiation with the EFF. The next best party is, say, the Freedom Front Plus, which has 4% of the vote. Then the next best party and after that is the IFP, which has 2% of the vote. You can see where the trajectory is going. It's that you start to go into very interesting talks, but very, very, very small percentage votes that are coming to the table. That becomes quite difficult. So in the case of Gauteng, I'll be interested to see, you know, if the DA and the Action SA do get together, who will be the next party that they'll talk to? maybe they'll talk to a Freedom Front Plus. But again, in the Western Cape, if you look at the 15 hung municipalities, in particular those where the DA gets less than 40%, it doesn't have a clear majority to be able to go and talk to a clear majority to say that if I speak to the DA, if I speak to Freedom Front Plus, I can establish a governing majority in this municipality. So they still have to go and speak to the smaller political parties. A good case is in Wittenberg in the Western Cape, where it's the DA, and then of course it's the ANC. But what's interesting is that they both get less than 40% or just about. And so they don't want, the question is, will they talk to the Patriotic Alliance, which is the third largest party in terms of votes there? In another municipality, will the DA talk to the good party? It's very complicated right now, and it's very complex because of these positionings that these parties have taken of who they'll talk to and who they won't talk to, who they'll enter into a coalition with and who they won't enter into a coalition with.
Mm. Do they have to reach 50%? Or is it possible to govern a municipality with less if...
I'm not sure. Right. I'm not 100% sure. I'm not clear on...
Because I can't seem to find an answer to that either. And, because in theory...
I think the point is that if you think about Shwane, at some point the DA was governing with a minority in Shwane. But I guess, you first have to... I'm not 100% sure whether you can do that, but I do know that if you can establish a quorum, if you can elect the speaker, then elect the mayor, it can be done, technically speaking, or theoretically speaking. But I guess it's a fragile coalition, and, Johnston, Hazen, and they keep talking about we're not going into a fragile coalition. Mm. Well, the problem is that if you're going to be... Shwane. You'll be able to get Shwane if you are go into a coalition with Action SA. But in the case of the Western Cape in Kannaland, the DA and the ANC are actually the second and third parties with the most votes. The largest party in Kannaland is Ikosa, which got 45% of votes. Ikosa doesn't need the DA or the ANC to go into a coalition. In fact, they can go into a coalition with the Kannaland Democratic Forum, or KDF. So, in a sense, what's interesting as well is that some of these smaller hung municipalities, the civic movements are quite interesting in terms of context. So, again, the question is, do you need a majority? I think parties would like to have a governing majority, because if you don't have a governing majority, it makes the coalition that much more fragile and at times unstable, and of course you're constantly beating to the drum of your partners in the coalition who may not always sit on the same page with you.
Have we seen any indication at all around Herman Mashaba and perhaps trying to take the mayorship of Johannesburg?
He's done an interview yesterday, I think, on one of the news channels, and he's not saying it openly. The impression I get is that, it's not about the mayorship now. It's not about the mayoral chain anymore. Or that's not what the issue is. It's difficult to say. It's difficult to see what the coalition negotiations will produce and the relation and the coalition talks will produce, whether or not it will be offered to him and if he accepts it. I think in the case of, again, the first coalition that has been established in Cedarburg, you've got the mayoral position offered to the CF, the residents, the Cedarburg First Residents Association. So it's possible that it could happen. It's possible it's part of the talks, but we don't know too much because these talks are happening in a very kind of closed way. So if it's his intention, I think this would be something to look at. But again, the challenge here is whether or not it's about the mayoral position or whether it's about putting what the electorate says in terms of moving forward. Because the longer these coalitions are protracted, the longer you're not establishing governance, and of course you are delaying the whole operationalization of the local municipality going down and carrying out the mandate of what it should be carrying out. So it becomes kind of caught in that whole space. And if you want, at the end of the day, if the MEC for Cocker steps in, and then you see that they have to keep it under administration or administer the municipality, it becomes more complicated. So I think, you know, you've got to find a better alternative, a better way to see whether these coalitions are ready to govern.
Yeah, because in fact that really was the issue the last time. Perhaps last time it was we had the most unlikely groups getting together. When you have the DA and the EFF trying to govern the city of Johannesburg, it has very little chance of success. Whereas if you have the DA Action SA as the main coalition parties, I would imagine that a lot of the policies are aligned, which makes governing or running the city, not governing the city, I think that's a difference, running the city so much more possible and achievable.
Yeah, I mean, because you assume that on the ideological spectrum, these parties will align. You know, they have the same perspective, the same view. But again, you know, even in the ANC, the question of how they go about the governance, how they go about the running in terms of where they want to put things and so forth on the ideological spectrum, they're not so far apart. The problem, I think, is how it is whether or not you become very rigid in what you see as your I know this is not the right way to put it, but as the principled approach. So in a way, if the principled approach is that we mustn't deviate from particular issues, we must stick to the script and stick to the way we do it, then that's where the tensions lie. If Herman Mashaba, for example, decides that he wants to pursue a particular way in which he wants to run the municipality or the metro or whatever, and if that falls outside of the purview of the DA, how flexible is the DA to that? Is it about, oh no, we do things this way and we don't want the way how Mr. Herman Mashaba does things? So I think those are the nuances that tend to come in the way and become objects in the rearview mirror, because what happens is that it tends to be about sticking to a lane, not finding the ability that a coalition is not about, you know, we need to be sticking to a lane and then you need to fit into that lane or we try to straddle the lane too much. A coalition is about flexibility. Mm. It's about being flexible, not on having a position that's already predetermined. It's about being able to find consensus and to be able to negotiate on positions when you're running a city or a council. And that's my point about ready to govern, is because if we are moving towards coalitions as the future of South Africa's democracy, then you can't be this rigid. You can't be this kind of, pedantic. Oh, no, this is how we do it. And you need
right.
to put
yeah,
in our
absolutely.
Our
unyielding. Sanusha Naidu, it is 8:30. Thank you for that extensive discussion on coalitions. I certainly hope that it gave you more information. I'd love your reaction to it as well. 34519 or 0618951019. It has just gone 8:30.